Hi, Ken.
Kendra, how are you?
I'm doing good.
I have to say mazel to you.
For what?
I finally, took me a while and I apologize, listened to the latest ep of Someone Lived Here.
Oh my God.
About the, what's the name of the house again?
Orchard House.
Orchard House.
Louise May Alcott's.
Yeah, I was just thinking it's the Louise
May Alcott. She called it Apple Slump.
Apple Slump. I learned that in the episode.
Did I actually include that in the episode?
I don't know. I'm trying to wing that.
I was going to say, I couldn't remember if I did. I
didn't realize it was quiz time.
Yeah, it's quiz time, Ken.
Excellent episode, though.
Oh, thank you
really?
So much.
I got to say, did you do anything differently as far as sound? Your voice did sound different to me.
I felt on the edge of sickness for a long time.
It's a great look as far as sound. I would try and do that every time.
I should do it. I should feel more exasperated, just anxious.
You need to drive yourself to the edge of sanity time you do that podcast. Actually, I think you probably have done that. Every time you've done it.
Almost every time I've done that.
But I particularly like the point where you, I wouldn't say you went out of your way because, this little personal touch is part of what makes the podcast. But when you went everywhere, you say I personally disagree with the running. as a woman in the 21st century, I would say don't run.
She can fuck off. Yeah. Yeah. No.
But it was good.
Thank you.
I wanted to plug your other.
Thank
podcast.
You so much, Ken.
It brings me great joy to do that. It doesn't fill me with resentment. It's a great way to start this podcast right now.
Yeah, I feel...
is resentment.
But I think the real thing that we don't resent...
Oh,
is our undying love for Perry Gilpin.
Do you think... We used to have some communication with her. Do you think she still, thinks about us ever?
I think she thinks about us sometimes. By the way, a little prong for my hair clip just fell out.
I was trying to play that off.
And it scared the crap out of me.
The crap out of you? I was like, wait, is Kendra part plastic? Is she falling apart before mine eyes?
It just went down. Like, you know how no one and nothing should ever touch the nape of your neck?
Well, especially when, yeah, right. Like, well, no, I think some people should touch the nape
but
of your neck.
But it's a very short list, and it doesn't include unexpectedly, and it doesn't include hair clips.
Right. I was just expecting, in those movies where, it goes from someone's playing a cyborg and they do the switch from the human playing that cyborg to an actual animatronic that they built, and you're like, whoa, look at that edit. I almost thought I was gonna look up and see you all of a sudden just be like,
made out of robots.
Orchard House. What changed?
Yeah. Oh god, it was really scary. Okay.
But we're all good now.
Perry Gilpin.
Yep. She's good. 4 degrees.
2 degrees of Perry Gilpin.
Okay. I think one of the reasons I might have been on my toes just then when a part of my hair clip fell down my back.
The monumental event.
The monumental event.
Recently,
I'm always going to be before the hair clip fell down my back and after. And it'll be before Christ, after Christ.
Truly marked an era.
Yeah.
Yep.
Imagine how complicated. B H C F B.
Let's start it.
Okay. So. I've been scared probably because I recently watched Lock and Key, watched the whole series, watched it all on Netflix.
Question, are you the one watching it or are people watching it? Do you get a feel for the
internet? We were told to watch it.
Oh yeah, but who told you?
One of John's friends.
Okay. It wasn't just a cold call from Netflix?
No. Yeah. Oh, I mean, we all get those. Yeah. We all get maybe 10 to 20 cold calls from Netflix a day being I'm not sure if you've... heard about one of the many of our depressing reality shows. Would you like to watch it?
Speaking of depressing and also frightening, is I was watching the last half season of BoJack, and I've been taking my time, and I watched a few episodes and literally stopped for the day, and then I think the following evening I got an email from them being like, why don't you finish BoJack?
Jesus.
And I was like, whoa, hold your horses.
Oh my...
Yeah, it?
You tell them.
Yeah.
Hold your BoJack Horseman.
Yeah. Wow. Right?
Yeah, that's anyway. A lot.
Yeah, I wrote them back.
Good. You were excuse me.
We've had a lovely discussion since. It's been great. I think I've gotten through to them.
Yeah, good. Good.
You're going to see a change in our corporate overlords. Anyway, Lock and Key. You've been
Lock and Key,
ranting and raving about this. I at first, I didn't know what you're talking about. I was asking you about, I thought you were going to tell me about doors and about keyholes.
That is part of the plot line. And
key teeth. Keyholes and key teeth.
Mm-mm, no, thank you.
Keyholes and key teeth. Keyholes and key teeth.
I don't even know what key teeth are, but I'm slowly understanding.
It's a key teeth.
Like the things that make the.
You've never heard the phrase key teeth? Oh. Man, this is when I know we grew up in different eras.
Yeah.
Because back in the 80s, we were talking key teeth.
Everyone was talking key teeth.
Oh, my God.
Anyways.
Wait, that was Keaton, Alex P. Keaton. Sorry, got that wrong. Anyway, let's move on. Lock and Key.
Lock and Key is a movie, a TV show, 10 episodes.
Mm-hmm.
The beginning, they're longer. At the end, they're 45 minutes.
Wait, how much longer?
No, probably 50 minutes to an hour. All right. But you know when it's an hour and 6 minutes and you're like, what?
Yeah, that's
You're like, you just need one like that to be like, I'm not sure I'm going to do this.
Yeah. No, right.
But the show's very fun. I had a grand time. It was based on a comic book by Joe Hill, who is Stephen King's son.
You talked about this briefly in last...
No, I just spoke with you about it.
Okay. Really? Oh, man, I'm starting to mix that up.
Well, I think,
every conversation we have is the podcast. We always just talk in this form.
We're always just walking down the street with a microphone in between us.
And every now and then we're like, it's great, like Perry Gilbert.
Yeah, no, I really liked it. It's very fun. Do you want to hear more about it?
I do, but I just realized you're wearing a running shirt right now. We're just talking about how much you don't like to run.
Well, it's because I was cleaning. And so when I'm cleaning...
You're like, this old thing? I'm going to dirty it up because it's never getting used outside of the home.
Well, I also sweat a lot in it because I was scrubbing the floor of my bathroom. Really got a sweat going. And I was like, see, this t-shirt doesn't know.
It doesn't know. Yeah, it's like, oh, thank God, though. This is great.
Yeah,
this
they're like,
here
oh, I
to
assume
do.
I'm running.
Yeah.
Little like, does it
dumb,
know.
Dumb shit.
You're in a 2x4 room.
T-shirt.
T-shirt.
Okay, Lock and Key. All right. So, high school?
Okay, so there's a bunch of kids. So there's three kids. Okay, so when I first saw the trailer for this, I thought, there's a kid with keys. He's 10. It's looks kind of fun. And I was like, oh, this looks like a fun, Roald Dahl book. You know what I mean? It had that vibe.
Right, yeah.
Turns out, not at all. You start out the thing in this whole, the family, which is the redhead woman from Scandal. You never watched Scandal?
Yeah, I don't know who that is.
It's the redhead woman from Scandal.
The redhead woman from Scandal.
Yes. So she...
You all know what she means.
I bet
I'm just thinking of Jessica Chastain and Sloan.
No,
remember
no,
like
no.
Movie oh, Scandal yeah. that came out?
Oh, yeah.
They didn't call it that. They just called it Sloan.
They called it Movie Scandal. Yeah. Okay. So she has three kids and they're moving across country. Across the country.
With her?
With her.
Okay.
In a car. And that's you start out. But then it turns out the reason they're moving is because their father was murdered in front of them.
Oh my God. But how?
In the house. And it was really sad. And
yeah, that would be very traumatizing.
But really traumatic. Yeah. But one of his students, he was a guidance counselor. Oh, and it's Heck. What's that guy's first name? Brian Heck.
Oh my God. The guy
Bill
from
Heck? Bill Heck.
Buster Scruggs.
Yeah.
Your favorite movie of all time.
My favorite section
That's your favorite
of Buster
section.
Scruggs
yes.
was Bill Heck and...
Zoe Kravitz.
Definitely not Zoe Kravitz.
Kaplan. No.
Nope.
Deschanel.
None of these Zoes.
Kazan.
Kazan. Yes. It was Zoe Kazan. Wow, good Zoe.
I knew it the whole time.
Good Zoe
Sorry,
list.
I was playing.
Okay, so... Their father's killed in front of them because he's a guidance counselor and one of the students comes and kills
him.
When
the student surprises him, does he go, what the heck?
No, he does not.
Oh, okay, I'm just checking.
He is trying to protect his family. It's all very sad and all of the the sister. So there's I would guess a 10-year-old boy, a 17-year-old sister and an 18-year-old brother is kind of the general vibe. And
it's good range.
Good range. Yeah.
You know, not to interrupt again, as you're never going to get going on this.
But I'm excited for it.
The Bill Heck thing. I wanted him to get more opportunities after Buster Scruggs because he really was good in that part. And now he's playing the guy that dies immediately.
Well, he's shown flashbacks. A lot. There's many of flashbacks.
Ghost dad?
Yeah, he's a ghost dad. No, unfortunately, he's not a ghost dad, but I think he's going to be a ghost dad next season.
Really? Well, okay.
I think they've laid some frameworks that they could have him be a ghost dad.
This is like a thing where they just do whatever they want.
Anything can happen. Okay. So anyway, she moves. Their last name's Locke.
Okay.
And he's like, and then this guy comes and he's like, tell me about Keyhouse, the student of his. And he's like, what? No. Like, let's talk about this. Let's like go outside. Let's hang out. Because he's like pointing a gun at him.
Yeah.
Anyway, and then he ends up shooting him and killing him. And
do they find out about Keyhouse?
Well, then the whole family decides to move.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
Back to Massachusetts, where he was from. She was not from there.
If you're trying to escape ghosts, don't go to Massachusetts.
It's 101. You should. But they lived in Seattle.
Okay.
I just think there's a bit of a ghosty vibe there, but you're trading it in for a way ghostier vibe on the East Coast.
Just go down to San Diego.
Yeah, it's true.
Live that
like,
bleached out
check
life.
Out LA.
Yeah, like, it's like 80 every day. There's no clouds. There's no
room for like too much spooky. Haunted owls in the night. Like, you're probably right about San Diego versus LA. I think LA still has a little haunty too.
Yeah, there's some haunt. Yeah, but you could probably stay. It's not like, I mean,
you don't. Okay, but here's the funniest part.
I still feel haunted from my early life in Massachusetts.
Well, the funniest part is they moved to this fictional town. Sorry, you say to everyone.
Yes, I'm sorry to everyone. What was the fictional name?
Matheson.
Okay, well, yeah, you told me this. Yeah.
But the funniest part is, oh God, that's my favorite part of this whole show, is just all of the Massachusetts badness. It's just like really not, like I love it. Like from Massachusetts, truly enjoy the concept, but multiple times, every time the uncle, he's like, well, I'm going to go to Boston. Yeah. And the way he says Boston, it's like he looks at the camera and says, oh, I have to go back to work in Boston. Yes.
As a reminder, we're near Boston,
but
they're not shooting it anywhere near Boston.
Well, right. Well, I guess that they were in Canada, like on a coastal town in Canada. Sounds beautiful. And was beautiful based off the footage.
So wait, this is a place called Matheson and it's a coast town?
Just like Marblehead.
It wouldn't be called Matheson.
I know. You know. I know.
Right? Matheson? No, Matheson's a landlocked town name.
Well, 100%.
We all know it.
No, it's right on the water. It's Marblehead. Like guaranteed. When they looked at inspiration, it was either Gloucester or Marblehead. Because when you see the footage, you're like, wait, is this Marblehead? Like, I had many moments of like,
yeah.
Is it?
But does Marblehead have a look?
It does. I can't think because of it's got more of a city look because it was like a big city early.
Right.
And so it's got like more of the like
I know it has a look.
Town element. You know, is more there.
All of our Marbleheads out there, I know it has a look. All right? I've been there. It's got a great look. I was just trying to picture because to me, Gloucester looks like a fishing town. And I know it's probably changed since I've last seen it into just like money.
Ugh. Yeah, it looks. I still think it looks like a fishing town in parts. But I mean more like Marblehead's really small.
Mm.
But is really out in the water because of how it's shaped in the water. And like, everything's very close together, like it is in like more like a city, but that's just because it's all old and it was a city when they built
it. It's sort of a natural locale. It's like a, you know, it's a place that you can look at and
yeah,
like, that's Marblehead.
Yeah.
There's some places you're like, we're in this place.
Yeah.
But you can't look at it and be like, we're in there.
I mean, like this was me guessing. I just
thought
it looked a lot like that. The funniest part was the guy being like, well, I'm going to go spend time in Marblehead. I mean, in Boston, the uncle always being like, well, I have to head back to Boston because I have to work tomorrow. And the whole time I'm like, there's not one coastal town in the entirety of Massachusetts that you could not go to within an hour.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, there are. I guess it could be like Cape.
Yeah, but you'd say the Cape, though. Like anywhere else, you'd be within an hour.
Yeah.
Unless you're like Fall River, like Southern.
But yeah, that's still true.
About an hour.
Yeah, it's about an hour.
About an hour.
I just thought it was funny because it was just like, it was like Boston's super far away. Yeah. And I was like, if it's by the coast.
Didn't Manchester by the Sea kind of do that too? Or was like,
oh my God,
I got to get down there. Got to get down to Boston. And we're like, well, about 30 minutes on the highway. I don't know.
I think you can make it.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, because he had a job.
Got the long road ahead.
Although I will, like that, it was just crazy. Mm. I'm just thinking of Manchester by the Sea. His was like, it was someplace that was south of the, I forget what it was.
I don't remember.
Yeah. I can imagine not wanting to go through Boston to somewhere else.
Yes. But I don't think he had to do that, did he? Maybe he did. Anyway.
The whole thing
was. We digress.
Yeah.
Okay, so they moved to this place. They moved to sunny old Massachusetts.
Then they moved to this, town. It's called Key House, and it's gigantic.
They're trying to escape the ghosts of their past life, wherein their father was murdered horribly in front of them. And they're like, let's go to a seaside Massachusetts town.
And knowing that he said something about Key House right before that guy murdered their dad.
Yes.
And I think that's why the mom wanted to move. Because she was like, I have questions about this. Like, why would that have come up?
Oh, she's trying to figure shit out.
She's trying to figure shit out.
Well, she's a brave woman. Yeah,
well, she was in Scandal, so.
She's Sloan. She's
not.
She was TV Sloan before Sloan even came about.
Yeah. Not sure about that. I'd have to check the sources.
We'll figure it out.
But the house is gigantic. And the moment they got there, they should have been like, oh, that's haunted. That's why he never talked about it. Because he never talked about the place.
Hmm. Well, wouldn't he talk about it if it was haunted, though? Or well, not if it's really
I think you would just like mention where you grew up. Because it is an insane house.
So is the place haunted?
Worse.
Ooh, what does that mean?
I don't know. But okay, so there's also a little well house there. And in the first episode, this is all the first episode. Really highly recommend watching it. It's very fun.
Okay, but what's the general arc of the show, though?
I'm about to tell
you. Okay, I'm sorry.
Okay, so the little boy goes to the well house that's on the property, and someone starts calling up to him from the well.
God damn it. God damn it.
And he's like, hello?
What kind of like voice is it too?
It's like a woman's voice.
I'm down in the well.
It's me in the well. No, it's like just a woman's voice being like, oh, like, hey. And she like knows his name. He's like, Bodie, like, would you mind doing this? And she's like, if you hear something like whisper, follow it and you'll find a key. And she's like, I'm looking for a key with this. Like, can you bring it for me?
Key teeth.
And so she's like, I want these key teeth on it. No, so then he goes, gets her the key, finds the key. There's a key whispering to him, and he hears it, and he takes it.
Okay. This is almost like Harry Potter.
And he brings it to her.
It's a fun little level.
So that's what it feels like. That's why I was like, look at this fun little Harry Potter show. And then she comes up there, like up from the well, because apparently it's not like she was trapped down there.
She just needed him to do this. And she's not good at all, is she?
She's bad.
She's a bad ghost.
She's a bad... She's not even a ghost.
Oh.
She calls herself Echo at the beginning.
Wait. She's not even a ghost. Does she climb up?
I don't know how she gets
up. Or does she float up? She climbs up like that crazy lady in the ring.
She does not climb up like the crazy lady in the ring. I honestly can't really remember how she gets between the two. But it wasn't...
What's that movie where... I'm just trying to remember the movie where the person's like, it's okay, I released them. They're okay now. And the person's like, what did you do that for? What is that? Is that from like 1,000 things?
I don't
know. But I hate when that happens. Ooh, right? Yeah.
Yeah. So then he's like... She's like, can you give me that key? And he's like, sure thing. And he gives it to her. And then it's the anywhere key, which lets you open a door and be able to transport yourself to like anywhere.
Mm.
You just open the door, think about where you want to go, and you can be there. So it turns out she's not a nice person. Yeah. Even though she's beautiful and she looks like she'd be very nice, she's super evil.
Does she need like an innocent's ears to find out where the key is?
So children are the only ones who can hear about the key.
Okay.
Or can hear the keys and like understand the magic going on with them. And like there's some, in the second episode, the creepiest thing that is the scariest thing about the entire show happens, which is... It's like a mirror key.
Hmm.
The kid, I forget what it is, but he puts the mirror key in and he sees a reflection of himself that does not, it looks just like him, but he's creepy.
Yeah, right, right.
And he's like, oh, and the like things like, come on, come with me. And he's like, I'm not gonna go there.
Yeah, right.
But his mom sees the reflection and it's super scary because she's like, not to be terrible, but she's like this beautiful redheaded woman with like long straight red hair. Doesn't that make it scarier?
Yes.
Somehow?
Yeah, it does. Yeah. Like, well, if it's like a little off from that.
And,
yeah.
And because then she's like smiling in this. Yeah. The smile was the scariest part. Yeah. That's actually the only thing that really I didn't like about the show was the scary smile from the mom. But she's like, come with me. And the mom just like goes straight in.
What?
And she gets like almost trapped in the place. And the kids, like the oldest son, like goes in with a rope and like gets her out. And when she gets out, like she's like, oh my God, is everyone okay? And then like a second goes by and she can't remember anything. And she's like, oh, yeah, like I'll get you another mirror too. Like, cause the kids were like, she assumed that that's what was happening. Like she like couldn't imagine why everyone was there next to the mirror.
Wow.
So it's just scary.
What? So you're saying there might be a season two?
I sure hope so.
Okay. But like what?
What's the arc? There's tons of keys in this house. And this woman, this echo that was in the well, is trying to get them. And it turns out that like all sorts of stuff is much more connected than you think. Mm. And so like maybe the person who killed their father was more connected to this woman. Maybe everything was more connected to this woman. And it's...
She may have put the hit up.
But it's fun because like there's all this stuff with the keys that's really fun because like the keys, you can make people do like anything you want, or each key has a different property. Like one key can light things on fire. Like it's very fun and it like really does a good job playing off that really fun parts, but then has these dark parts that are so scary that you're like, okay.
That's a great combo.
Yeah, and there's like cool wells.
Do the kids know what the keys are going to do?
They like figure it out pretty quickly. It's less of a mystery about like, what is this key?
Because like when, if it's going to make fire, does it have a little like fire?
There's all of the tops of the keys. they read the key teeth. No. all of the tops have like different things to them.
I just pictured like a key legend somewhere in the house. And they're like, what's one? Is this one? They're like, trying to match it up.
Who's this one?
Oh, it's either the, you know.
And there's fun stuff with like head keys. There's like a head key, which like is a picture of a head, and it like you can see inside your mind and you can go through your memories and stuff like that.
Who wants this?
I don't know, but it's fun to watch, especially because like organizationally seeing how people organize their minds is cool. First of all, just more about the Massachusetts stuff. When he's like, like he goes on a date and like is like, oh, would you want to get some clam chowder at Phil's? And I was like, imagine using, like, you go out for food and then when you're there, you get clam chowder. But I love this version of Massachusetts where the only thing people, like if you're asking someone out on a date, you're like, would you like to clam chowder? Yeah. Like it's one thing if it's ice cream.
We're going to clam chowder? It's like parking, you know? It's like, you want to park tonight? You know, no, let's chowder.
Let's chowder.
Yeah, let's chowder, baby. That's disturbing. That's really disturbing.
Yeah, and I just, and then she's like, Phil's is the worst clam chowder. You got to go to Bill's. And I was like,
it's not Phil's and Bill's, is it?
That's 100%.
Phil's and Bill's?
Yeah, and that's like a joke. And so that's why I've had so much trouble deciding if it was intentional Massachusetts humor or real Massachusetts humor.
I'm wondering, is this show good?
I think so.
Okay.
But hard to tell. I might be too close.
Too close. You can't trust me. You've watched all 10 eps now, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Had a great time. It's also just like fun. Like, I like that type of show. Everyone's running around. And honestly, after watching something like Sabrina the Teenage Witch, it's so nice to watch someone who aren't morons. Like, the kids occasionally do things that they shouldn't do and are stupid for, like, you know how all TV needs to like have people do stupid shit so they can move a plot. In this, it is so much less than in most things. Like, the kids get a basic, they understand the basic ideas. They like, they never go into something without like, only occasionally are they doing things where you're like, that's dumb and only to move the plot, especially compared to Sabrina the Teenage Witch, where everything she did, I was like,
this is the new one, right?
Yeah. It was like, and the last one. She always is just making horribly stupid decisions.
Well, because the last one's sort of based on that, right?
Yeah. No, like everything is based on that. And it's just hard to watch sometimes. Well, someone just make things where you're like, why are you doing this?
You're not trying to figure anything out with that. Like the old show. Like the newer show.
Oh, I'm talking about the new Netflix Sabrina.
What's it called, though? It's like the new adventure.
Chilling Adventures. Chilling Adventures, right. Of Sabrina.
Chilling Adventures. I watched the first episode of The Haunting of Hill House. And it wasn't so bad until the end of that episode when they did the thing where...
Are you going to watch anymore?
I am, because I'm actually getting over. I think I like, you know, like I instilled this sort of like no horror movies thing because I was like, they make me anxious and it's not fun.
I think you're correct.
But I do like when I watch them. Yeah. I like when I get through them, you know? So like... And then there's some really good movies that are horror movies. Mm-hmm. So, and this show has been highly recommended from a lot of people. And I love... it's based on a book that's one of my favorite books. The Shirley Jackson book. Which somehow is basically about a house taking over this woman's mind. And it's creepy as hell. And very sort of like sensitive. But also just like kind of chilling. It's a really great book. It's a classic for a reason. Apparently, this show has nothing to do with that except for like the name of it and like certain names, because that's about like these like four or five people that come together to literally like research the house, knowing that there's like a history there. I think I could be getting this wrong. It's been a while, but this is just like a family that used to live there, and shit went down,
and they left.
And you watch the first ep, and it's basically like they keep jumping back in time where it's like you're with them as kids in the house. And now you're seeing where they are, and they have this history together. And by the end of the episode, it's sort of like something comes to a head, and there's like this really frightening part where like basically it's just like a woman screaming, but they like she's like a ghost, and like it's one of those things where like if you just like just focus on someone's face screaming like they're like heads off, it's so frightening.
Yeah,
and I don't know if you ever did this, but as a kid, I would do this to scare myself. I would go into the bathroom. And I have the lights off. And I'd look right in the mirror and I would just like scream.
Could you see yourself?
You can see yourself a little. Or if you need to, you can like open the door a little bit if you need some light. Because if it's pitch dark, you can't see it. But you try and see your face in the mirror, but then it like warps because you see, and it's like the creepiest thing ever. You never did this? It was like something like me and my friends would do.
I remember I always hated
mirrors. Yeah, well, I hated it too. Like, but I did it all the time. I still do it now. I do it every night. No, but it's really weird.
Like, you're like, oh, and what's your bed care routine? Like, what do? You wash your face, you put on some lotion, and you're like, yeah, so I turn the lights off and I scream at the mirror and just look.
I'm really trying to find my innate grotesqueness. So, and I do.
Yeah, it's good. There. I mean. Yeah.
I frighten myself and I'm unable to recognize my person. In the thing, but it's really creepy. But it was the exact same feeling in the show, and I'm like, ugh. And so I've been a little apprehensive about continuing to watch, but I've heard it's good. I don't know.
What I always have to say is why I like horror TV / like not horror, but like thriller.
Yeah.
Television is that television usually goes by the constraints of. Television and television isn't that scary, but I know with The Haunting of Hill House,
it's like a movie. It still kind of does that though. It's still kind of TV. I feel like if it was in the hands of like a movie, like a horror director, it would be way worse. It really would. This is, I think I told you this. There's a lot of like melodramatic like family play in this.
Yeah.
Which also kind of like upsets you. It's part of the mood. It's very overwhelming. Like it really is.
Yeah, John told me the plot because that's how I like
it. He really liked it, right?
He liked it.
He liked it.
It's been so long that who could know how he felt about anything?
Right.
By who could? I mean, how could I remember? I remember he liked it, and I remember he told me the plot of it because I asked him to.
That's the best thing, though. You just get the plot. You don't have to watch
it. I don't have to watch it.
You get some of the chills.
Yeah, a little bit where you're like, ooh, spooky. Ooh.
But he's the guy that directed that. It's the guy that did Up. It's back.
Oh, sorry. That's our own little mirror screamer.
it's the key. I don't know if I brought this up on the show, but he's the guy that directed Dr. Sleep, which was the sequel to The Shining. And almost lost my phone there. And I recently watched it. I would recommend Dr. Sleep. The beginning, the first two thirds are amazing. And then, like, the last third, it really shits the bed. Like, it's like big old shit in the bed, you know? It's just a, like, what are you doing? Yeah. But still kind of fun. But the first two thirds are great.
Yeah.
All right. Talk to sleep. Good stuff.
Sounds great.
Yeah. I don't really have much to talk about.
I feel like we did a nice little Lock and Key meets Haunting of Hill House. Now, the real question, the other reason why I liked watching this. The house is gorgeous.
Oh, yeah.
There's a private school that they go to. Beautiful. The town, beautiful.
Oh, you like a seaside experience.
I love a seaside experience. Yeah. I mean, especially because now, technically, we live somewhat near water.
We're, like, as close as you can get to water with actually feeling like we might as well be...
But I will also say New York water is the least charming thing I've ever seen in my life.
Come on.
No, like, I love it. And during the summer, Brighton Beach, it's
so
beautiful.
So rude.
I love it, but it's...
Well, okay.
My apartment building could be moved right to the water, and that's, like, what the aesthetic is.
Right.
You know what I mean? Just where you're like, oh, like, I'm sure you guys built this because it's by the ocean, and they're like, no, we just built this. Yeah. We were going to build this no matter what, and then it happened to be near... water.
Kendra only appreciates mansions by the water. They need to be
No, I love all sorts of homes by the water. But I just think that it's funny. Like, literally there are duplicates of our exact building down.
Yeah, no, you're right. Kendra likes when the poor people have no chance of living by the water. She wants a poorly kept
I love...
That's actually been abandoned. And, like, no one can live in that area, but it's by the ocean.
You know what I'm saying?
Every now and then, a family checks in, and they deal with some ghosts.
But also, that's the other confusing part is, this place is by the... this mansion is, like, on the water, but, like, in a way that makes zero sense, like, map-wise to me. Mm. Of where town is. Like, everything's on the water.
Where town is. Where's town?
But it's, like, a rocky coast, like, and, like a... You know, 100-foot drop, and I'm like, who's on a mountain?
They're just having fun with it.
They are having fun, aesthetic. But I'm like,
it's atmosphere.
I'm like, architecturally,
what's the?
They must constantly have. What are those dudes who like go and survey shit?
Surveyors? No, but I know
you.
No.
You know when they have like all the equipment, they're like bringing around tripods everywhere. Yeah. Like, I don't know, check if the ground's still there.
What's the show that was on HBO?
They're mapping.
With Frances McDormand, and I think we watched it, and it was very depressing. It's about basically about this woman and her family in Maine, and I think it's her name, but I can't remember the name of the show.
Yep.
Richard Jenkins was... Actually, Zoe Kazan was her daughter.
Whoa.
And... No, not her daughter, but she worked with Richard Jenkins at the pharmacy, and they kind of flirted, and Frances McDormand was having none of that. Anyway, that show has no ghost... In it at all. It's just about a family that's just a depressing, like, sort of, you know, saga about a family's life across, like, 60 years. But it still has, like, a ghost
like
feeling.
A haunting
because they live right near the ocean and they're in New England.
Yep.
Don't move there! What are you doing?
I know. What are all these people doing?
Oh. One more thing.
Yes.
Before we sign off. I hadn't seen Alien 3. In like 20, 25 years, whatever it is.
Yeah.
It's been so ever. And I've been telling people for years, not a bad Alien. You know, it's not as good as the first two, but check it out. You're going to enjoy it. It's a fun, cool concept. Oh, that movie's bad.
Wait, really? Because you hadn't watched it?
I'm just here to make amends.
This is an apology tour.
It is a bad, bad movie. And especially it has aged poorly, even because of the special effects. But even like the setup of it is gross because it's... You know, you end Aliens on sort of a high note. Once again, Ripley, Sigourney Weaver, our hero has won. And what do? Is they put an alien in that spaceship and have it kill everyone else there. And then when she gets to this, she has to emergency land on this planet. Guess what the planet is? It's a penal colony with all men on it. And they're all like, we have a woman here. And it's like this weird, like, they're trying to heighten it by using, like, the laziest, like, you know, like, the woman amongst these, like, you know, convicts. And you're like, ugh, this just sucks. It's just, like, such a boring drag.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to apologize. And if I've told you in the past, if you're listening to this, I'm sure there's a lot of you out there. I said Alien 3 is not bad. Forgive me.
He was wrong.
Bad movie. Very bad movie.
It reminds me of a plotline in The 100 that's actually, I feel like, a more positive version of that.
Okay.
Just another reason.
To check out The 100.
To check out The 100.
This show is basically an advertisement for Someone Lived Here and The 100.
And I like to bookend it on both.
And it's also
ends.
Just very high, very much anti-running.
Yep. And but pro Perry Gilpin.
And pro Key Teeth.
And also still Perry Gilpin.
Perry Gilpin. Have a good day. Okay. Night.
Thanks, everybody.
Thanks.
You can give us a call, 410-914-7374. If we don't get calls to this, I have to call it so that they don't close down the number. If that gives you a good example of why we need you to call.
We need you to call.
That is 410-914-PERRY.
I don't want to say that this is tied to a phone in my bedroom and I've just been waiting by it for months now.
Oh, my God. But imagine it is.
But imagine that's what the case is.
Yeah, and it's written being like, calls to the pod.
Yeah.
And he has a little label on it, and it just never rings.
It's just zero, and I'm just like, oh.
Yeah, it's too bad.
Anyway.
Okay, well, thanks everybody for listening.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.